Welcome to the eighth episode of Unfortunately, I Read Books. Atwood Townsend said, "No matter how busy you may think you are, you must find time for reading or surrender yourself to self-chosen ignorance." In this episode, I talk about having a pages or timer goal to build your reading muscles, plus the types of books to read to help you achieve your pages or timer goals. So let's get into it. Okay, reading by pages or by using a timer. Okay, let's start with pages. Now, this strategy is you start reading by having a goal of reading, let's say, one page in the morning and one page in the afternoon or in the evening. And you do that. And then you build up. Say the next week, you're going to say, I'm going to read one page and a paragraph in the morning and one page and a paragraph in the evening. You keep building up, building up, building up. It's just like exercise. If you have a goal to pick up 100 pounds with your biceps, you know, you don't start, if you've never ever worked out your biceps, you don't start at 100 pounds. You start at 2.5 pounds and work up, you know, 2.5, 5, 7.5, 10. You keep working up until one day you're picking 100 pounds on each arm with your biceps. Same thing with reading. And if you're just starting, it's going to feel like you're not accomplishing something. Like, all I'm reading is one page in the morning and one in the evening. You have to have a long-term mindset when it comes to building a reading muscle, to become a reader, to become someone that reads, like me, 105 books in 1 year. I didn't start this way. I read no books when I first started out. So just keep going, and then, you know, you're going to be up at 5 pages in the morning, 5 pages in the evening, and just keep moving up, moving up, moving up. And you are going to plateau, you know. You're going to keep moving along nicely, nicely. And there's going to be a point where it's going to affect your day, you know. Warren Buffett is a very high level, an outlier, not normal. He reads about 8-9 hours a day. So, you know, you can get to that level, but that takes a lot of work, a lot of strategy to get to that level. But, you know, grow to do what I do, 1.5 hours total a day. The second way is using a timer, and that's the way I do it. And using a timer is, you know, you grab your book, you can use your phone, and you sit down. And when I started, I would read 5 minutes. So I put 5 minutes and read and stop and put a check mark wherever I on the next paragraph, the beginning paragraph. So in 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening. And then the next week, I'll do 5 minutes and 10 seconds. I will grow in 10 second increments. So it'll be, first week is 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening. Next week is 5 minutes and 10 seconds in the morning, 5 minutes and 10 seconds in the evening. The next week is 5 minutes and 20. And you keep going and going. Now I'm 1.5 hours reading every day. And this is the way I did it. And it helped me read 105 books in 2017. And I used this same strategy in running. I really don't run much, but I was able to run 7 miles. And I used a mile marker. So the path that I would run, they would chop the mile in 10 parts. So I would be like, okay, today I'm going to run 1/10 of a mile. Boom, I'm done. Okay, 2 days later, I'm going to run 2/10. Boom, done. Okay, 3 days later, 3/10. I kept building and building and building and building and building and building to 7 miles. And I was like, wow. So it's increments. It's all about doing it in compounds. And you end up going further than you even can imagine just by chopping it up that way. Now, to achieve these goals of having very high pages you read every day or very high reading time, total reading time during the day, you need to start with certain books when you're building this muscle. And in the beginning, I recommend like entertaining books. And what I mean by that, for my example, was I remember reading a book called My Bloody Life. And it was about a gang member inside of a gang called Latin Kings. And it was very descriptive. And I lived in Chicago. And this author lived in Chicago and experienced. So I knew everything he was talking about. And I was really into it. And I was like, wow, it's a good book. And I read it like in a couple days. I remember when I started getting into wanting to be rich, Million Next Door was very attractive to me, and I kept reading it. And I'm like, wow, you know, if I live below my means and I'm not trying to copy everybody else, you know, I can become a millionaire and live in this regular neighborhood and not have to, you know, drive nice cars and have fancy clothes. Very rich dad, poor dad. You know, I'm not saying my dad, God rest in peace, my dad. I wouldn't say had a lot of strategies, a lot of wisdom in finance. So the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book was really good because I connected with it and I was like, yeah, you know, I do need to have a new mentor in finance and building strategy and all these aspects of becoming, developing yourself into a higher level and achieving the best person you can become. And this Rich Dad, Poor Dad was the beginning of that. And it was a real simple book and I liked it. Another one that I just read that I recommend is called A Child Called It. Very descriptive kid who he was abused by his mother, and the story is so vivid and you just don't want to stop reading it. You need to read books like that because you'll stick to your goal. You'll stick to that pages or timer goal. And then that's going to help you to move to more thicker, more sophisticated books. That's where you want to get to. You know, you want to read books by professors, researchers, or other very high level intellectual people, authors like Grit, Angela Duckworth. Duckworth, I think his name is. But that book is amazing. It's going to help you in your life. Growth Mindset by Carol Dweck. Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, I think is his name is. Those are the type of books you want to grow into. Read an hour and a half of those type of books and you're really... And then my goal is to really get to a high level and start reading books like Aristotle. I read the Bible, just really high level books. Books by Charles Darwin, Carl Jung, to really understand them. But you got to grow into it. You can't start reading that stuff because it's just such a high level of reading that you have to like kind of have a foundation. So there you have it. You know, this is how you build your reading muscles. And so far this year, 2018, my reading challenge, as of recording, I have about 14 books. So we're going in good pace. You know, I think I'm going to pass 60 and maybe I'll go for 100. We'll see. 2 years in a row. I want to thank all my listeners. You know, I have over 130 plays and downloads so far. This is exciting. It helps me keep going. That I know that I'm helping people. And I also want to announce that I'm going to have this little special two-part series. It might go more than two-part, but right now I have two parts planned. And it's the life-changing books that helped me read 105 books in 2017. And these books are just like books that will help you read more books. That's what it basically comes down to. So we'll talk to you later. Please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or any other platform that plays podcasts so you don't miss the next episode, which is going to be a two-part series about the life-changing books that helped me read 105 books in 2017.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.